Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central. More details. This is the world's favorite place to go for podcasting and live streaming. It's the In Wheel Time car talk show, and just ahead, John Vincent with U.S. News. Going to join us with the Best Hybrid and Electric Cars Awards.
All right.
Mars has This Week in Auto History. I'll get you caught up on the stories making headlines. Howdy, along with Mike out of this world, Mars. We always need more Jeff Zekin and our chief engineer, David Ainsley. I'm Don Armstrong. Glad you could join us on this Saturday, as I mentioned. It's a beautiful day here in Houston, probably about 90 degrees for the high temperature this afternoon.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah, and lots of sunshine. Supposed to rain tomorrow.
Hopefully not 90, but... it'll be
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it'll be
so well, close.
Yeah. With the humidity, it'll be about 98.
Well, thank Mr. Downer.
You're welcome.
Debbie Downer, right down there at the end of the dais.
Michael Downer.
It's the kind of day it's been.
It started off that way, didn't it,
Mr. Downerster.
Yeah.
Hey, he brought it back. He brought it back to life in 38 minutes.
Yeah, 38 minutes. Okay, there's that. Joining us now. From U.S. News and World Report, John Vincent. John, hey, it's good to see you. How you been, my friend?
Just returned home from Texas.
Oh. Did you? What were you doing? Where were you going? What happened?
I was at Fort Worth driving the 2025 Genesis GV80.
Really? You know, we don't get invited to anything anymore, even Texas events, so we don't know. How do we fall off the radar Mr.
Barnes?
We got
some warrants out up there.
Well, that's what it is.
The warrants. Yeah, the county. Okay.
You got to look at the court orders to figure that out.
John, I have to tell you, I did a little looking on your website before we talked. And, you know, I kind of like your publication.
Thank you.
Well, I have to tell you this, that, you know, back in the day, I've been in the news business a long, long time. There was print, and then there was broadcast. Well, I was on the broadcast side.
Tablet and stencil.
Those print guys. Rockets. Yeah, what do they know? And, you know, you go to the doctor's office, and there'd be U.S. News and World Report, and you're just kind of like, yeah, okay, well, I'm in the news business. We don't need to do that. So, we don't get the hard copy anymore. I don't see the hard copy anymore, but I'm going, the website, look at all the stuff they've got on there. It's current. I like it. And you must have a huge staff at U.S. News.
We have a great staff at U.S. News, and we really, you know, we all work really hard to get that much content out there every day.
It was truly a surprise. It was a pleasant surprise. So kudos to you on that. And how long have you been working on this story, the Best Hybrid and Electric Cars Awards?
Well, it's one of the annual awards we do. It's all based on research, not on our personal opinions. So I have a big research team, or we have a big research team, that crunches the numbers, spends a few months working on all of these awards, and comes out with winners that, you know, we don't just throw darts at a dartboard. We actually look at the hard numbers and come up with a list of really high-quality winners.
Anything on there that really surprised you?
Yeah, you know, there's always some things that surprise me. I think when we get to the best luxury electric SUV, it's going to surprise a lot of people.
What is it?
It is the Volvo XC40 Recharge.
What? You know, I don't even...
And everybody thinks, well, you know, Tesla sells a whole lot more Model Ys. But our research has shown that, you know, in almost every category where Tesla competes now, there's a better alternative.
I thought that Volvo was connected with Polestar.
They are.
So is Polestar the upper end of Volvo?
It is the
luxury brand,
luxury electric sibling of Volvo.
Gotcha. I don't even know. I assume that the Volvo dealers down here would carry the Polestar brand. Do they not? I don't even know.
Some do, but Polestar is setting up its own network of showrooms.
Okay. And all of this, barring the fact that EV sales continue to slide.
So let me correct you there.
Okay, tell me.
The rate of EV sales is growing more slowly than it was. We're going to sell more EVs than we did last year, but that pace of growth is what's slowing and getting all the headlines.
The pace of the growth.
So, in other words, they wanted to sell I want to sell 100, but they're only selling maybe 19. That's the slow growth.
Exactly.
Gotcha. And because I say that because, as you know, manufacturers are scrambling now to reintroduce, for instance, General Motors, reintroduce hybrids as kind of a go-between between ICE and electric.
Yeah, hybrids and plug-in hybrids.
Yep. Yeah. So, all right. So with that being said, we'll take it from your cue now, which way you want to go with your story.
Okay, let's just go down the list. The best luxury electric car is the one behind me, the 2024 Lucid Air Sedan, which is a better Tesla Model S than the Model S.
Does that surprise you?
The result does not surprise me because I've spent a lot of time in the Lucid, and I love this vehicle. It is fast. It has up to 500 miles range on a single charge.
What?
A massive cabin. They're just doing a great job, knocking it out of the park.
I haven't driven one, but I did get to see one at a good friend of ours, John Gray, has a company called Gulf Coast Auto Shield. He does a lot of high-end stuff with the paint and all that, paint protection. And I was blown away by the fit and finish of this car.
Yep. For a startup car company, they're doing great. They just need to get on people's radar that they exist.
Yeah. You know, there's a thing called advertising, and it just so happens that your company and this company, we offer that.
We do.
Hello. Just saying. Okay, what's next?
Well, we just talked about the XC40 Recharge, the best luxury electric SUV. Best electric SUV in the non-luxury segment, Hyundai IONIQ 5.
I've been seeing a lot of them.
Yeah, I hear a lot of good things about that.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of them, too.
Yeah, it's one of those vehicles that it's like, is it really an SUV? But when you open the hatch and see how much cargo room it has, it's like, okay, yeah, I guess it's an SUV.
Gotcha. Okay.
But its platform mate won the Best Electric Car Award, and that's the Hyundai IONIQ 6.
So it's kind of a crossover, if you will.
The platform is. The platform underpins everything that they're doing.
Right.
The wonderful thing about an EV platform is it's like a skateboard. You can put any box on top of it you want. So that platform is the IONIQ 5. It's the IONIQ 6. It's the Genesis GV60. It's the Kia EV9, Kia EV6. All it is a substrate that you build on.
And I assume that they offer different battery packs and levels of range.
Yep, they do. And yeah. Electric car, you can make that platform front-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive, all-wheel drive by just changing out the motor configuration.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, that's really what the whole industry seems to be going toward is the availability and the configurability of all of these EVs to make, hopefully, a price for everyone, although that seems to be a big hiccup right now with the price of the EVs being so much more, although they're getting closer to general ICE vehicles. They're still pricey.
They are still pricey, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And your value at the other end of the equation is also kind of iffy because nobody knows what a used EV is going to be worth in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. And that they're just now beginning to get those back on, get them on used car lots because of leases and that sort of stuff when the popularity of them really started to catch on.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, what's next on the list?
Let's talk about the one that's most important to you gentlemen in Texas.
Tell me.
Best electric truck, Ford F-150 Lightning.
No.
But but does it have any real competition?
Sure, it does. The Chevy Silverado EV is coming out. There is, that thing that they build in Texas, the Cybertruck. you can question whether it's actually a truck or just, a large Tonka toy.
It's interesting you should say that. I saw my first one just a few weeks on the road, a few weeks ago, on the road in our neighborhood out here.
Oh.
And I'm going, that in person looks actually more weird than when you see pictures of it.
Well, we were on the way on the Hot Rod Tour Texas, and that big car carrier had three of them on it.
Yeah.
And you were behind me, and I was trying to get pictures of it as we're driving. I did get a couple quick ones, but three of them on a car carrier heading westbound on 290 going towards Austin.
Well, I will tell you this, that our buddy, as I mentioned, John Gray at Gulf Coast Auto Shield, he has a couple over there at his facility right now that he is wrapping. And so it's they're going to have color on them. And he said it's quite interesting to take, you know, the bumpers off of it and the wheel well openings and that sort of stuff, because those have to be painted, literally painted, where the rest of it can be wrapped. But it's an interesting process because you're working on stainless steel. Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, and continue on. We divert, and I'm sorry. Please continue on.
Another major player in the pickup market, and that's Rivian, which is making a great product. You know, it's the difference between the F-150 and the Rivian is the Rivian is an electric vehicle that happens to look like a pickup truck. The F-150 is a pickup truck that just happens to be electric.
Interesting. Hmm. So the Rivian was made to be a pickup truck, but it didn't look like one. How do you figure that?
So it's, you know, that skateboard platform again, you can put any body you want on it. So it started out as an electric vehicle, and they made it into a pickup truck.
I got you. Okay, as opposed to retrofitting a pickup truck with the electric capability.
Exactly.
Okay, I got your point. All right. What else?
So let's go to plug-in hybrids, which are kind of a bridge technology between pure electrics and gas vehicles. Essentially, they're electric cars for short trips, gas cars for long trips. Best luxury plug-in hybrid, Volvo S60 Recharge.
Volvo and Polestar seem to be gathering all the big awards
some
here.
Steam going.
They, Volvo, the S60 Recharge is a true sleeper. It doesn't look like it should be fast. It is, oh my gosh, fast.
Oh.
It's the fastest Volvo you'll ever drive. I mean, it's just, it's a blast to drive. And it's a Volvo. And those phrases don't normally go together.
Nope.
Let's talk about the best plug-in hybrid SUV, and that is the 2024 Kia Sportage plug-in hybrid.
Does that surprise you?
You know, there are some really good players in that market. There's it's Tucson Stablemate. You know, they're fantastic for commuters because you can do your whole commute on electric alone. And then when you take that long trip on the weekend, it just switches over to gas and you don't even notice the difference.
Interesting. I have had several plug-in hybrids. They're okay. And if you're a person that pretty much keeps it in town and you're, you know, church, grocery store, short errands, that sort of stuff, then it works. But the price, the premium that you have to pay for that capability kind of outweighs. If you're going to go that far, might as well go all the way and just get you a hybrid.
Well, I actually own a plug-in hybrid, and it's a year and a half old, and I just put my sixth tank of gas in it.
Sixth?
only because I had to, because it requires you to burn off the gas tank every 91 days so the gas doesn't get stale.
Right.
But it covers my wife's commute, so she drives it back and forth to work and plug it in at night, and it's young to have a full tank the next morning.
Well, like I said, I mean, if that's what your commute includes
allows
the capability of using up the battery in that commute, and you can go home and plug it in at night, I get it totally.
And when we purchased ours, it qualified for the full $7,500 federal tax credit.
Oh, wow.
So the price difference was negligible at that point.
Got you. I understand. Yep. That's all changed, though, in recent months.
It has. It's going to get better because, you know, we're getting more and more domestic battery production. So more and more cars will qualify again. But right now, very few cars qualify for the full incentive.
What's next on the list?
Best hybrid car.
Yep.
Car that's in the last year of its current product cycle, but still took the award, and that's the 2024 Toyota Camry Hybrid.
Oh, I was hoping it was going to be the SUV, the Toyota SUV.
Oh.
That's my favorite.
Gotcha. Well, that's yours.
Yeah.
But it's not everybody else's, and it's not theirs. I know.
Well, they need to get up to speed.
This is not a story about you, Jeff. This is a story about U.S. News.
This is the best hybrid car. You might be surprised because there's another SUV from Toyota that comes up here in a minute.
Keep talking.
But it is not the best hybrid SUV. The best hybrid SUV is the Tucson Hybrid.
Oh.
So it won both the plug-in hybrid and the hybrid awards.
It's still a good-looking vehicle.
Hyundai and Kia are kicking it, aren't they?
They are rocking it right now. They're doing a great job.
Yeah. All right.
And finally, the best luxury hybrid, Lexus NX Hybrid. It has, you know, that Toyota hybrid system that we've all grown to, you know and love over the last couple of decades.
The Prius, Toyota namely.
Toyota hybrids well.
Yeah, the Prius, namely.
Yep.
Yeah. Interesting. And a few of them surprise me. The Polestar, the Recharge. It's like, hello, why do you don't advertise? How are they reaching the public with these? Because nobody knows about them. I'm sorry?
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
And that's what's leading the growth in EVs, is when your neighbor gets one and you see it and you ride in it, then the likelihood that you're going to buy an EV goes up dramatically.
I'm sure it does, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Well, I have to tell you, I had an experience with an EV just recently, and my problem, and we are in the greater Houston area, and you would think that there would be lots of places to get a fast charge. Wrong. I spent 3 days and 3.5 hours trying to find a fast charge that worked. One, to find one, and then one that worked, secondly.
Yep.
That's the Achilles heel right now.
That's exactly what it is. And now that Tesla is pulling out of expanding their charging network, they've closed down that section of Tesla, and I don't quite understand that, but that doesn't really help the issue.
Well, everybody else is still expanding theirs, which will help, but it will help more slowly. With the adoption of the Tesla plug standard, you'll be able to charge anywhere. You won't have to find, you know, the charging station with your plug on it.
Right.
That'll help in the long run.
Yeah.
And the more EVs that people are driving, the more funding that they'll have to build out the charging network. But it is still a huge problem.
Well, the thing that I saw recently in the past week or so, how thieves would take the catalytic converters off of ice vehicles. Now they're taking the actual plug mechanism. They're cutting that off of the charging stations wherever they are. They're taking the plug. They're stealing the plug.
What?
I don't know why.
There's
I don't know if
there's a lot of copper in that.
If they're going to like add it to their 110 and plug it in. I don't know what they're going to do, but that's what the latest crime scene is they're taking the cotton picking plugs.
Great.
Yeah, but
in order to get the power to the car, that cable has to be really big and really efficient.
Yeah.
So it's really high quality metals in there that thieves are stealing for the metal.
Yep.
I'd be afraid that the thing was on while I was hacksawing my way through that, you know, 4-inch diameter pipe.
Exactly.
Well, John, it's always great to talk to you, my friend, and thank you so much for joining us today and giving us the latest from U.S. News and World Report.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
I encourage everybody to check out their website as well. And before you go, John, I did want to mention that you can get to that report for free.
Yes. Everything at usnews.com is for free.
Awesome. Well, that's just saying that ought to get you at least a couple of more subscribers. Thanks again. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
All right.
He's a wealth of information.
He really is.
You are on the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show, and we thank you very much for riding with us today. We've got more coming up right after these words.
Pro-Am Auto Accessories has been serving Houston's auto enthusiasts since 1984, providing world-class products for sports cars, European sedans, and American muscle. Pro-Am is known as the place to go to find exclusive and hard-to-find parts and accessories. Pro-Am is one of the very first distributors in the USA for brands such as Recaro, Redline, Momo, Corbo, and Simpson. Located in the heart of Houston's premier retail and service corridor, the Galleria area, Pro-Am's walk-in storefront includes an 8,000-square-foot warehouse, showroom, and installation bays. Pro-Am not only sells parts and accessories, but also offers installation and service. Pro-Am is now reaching a worldwide audience through Pro-Am.com, taking its local reputation to the rest of the world. At Pro-Am Auto, you'll be dealing with a small group of professionals who truly want to help you with your automotive needs. If you don't see what you're looking for on the website, call and Pro-Am will lend you a hand. Pro-Am Auto, 6125 Richmond at Green Ridge in Houston's Galleria area. Call them at 713-781-7755. Want to feel good about something special you did for someone special? In Wheel Time and the original Loopy Tortilla group of Tex-Mex restaurants have joined together to help a very worthy cause, God's Garage, a Christian-based 501c3 charity. We know there are lots of places and organizations out there where you can donate a car, truck, or SUV, but we're asking you, our car enthusiast family, to consider donating to God's Garage. Visit godsgarage.org and learn about its mission, the women that have been helped, how each one is screened, and about their Restore You program. A car donation is an easy way to make a difference in the lives of others. God's Garage needs good operating vehicles, but will take all types in working and non-working condition. Make your heart and soul feel good by donating your gently used vehicle and help support single mothers, widows, and wives of deployed military at godsgarage.org.
Welcome back to the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show. We have This Week in Auto History, Mr. Mars. Do you to have that?
I just happen to have it.
Wow, that's a miracle.
Let me bring that rascal up for you there, buddy.
I appreciate it. So it was quite a few things happened this week, some very interesting stuff this week in auto history. In 1879, George Selden files the first U.S. patent for the automobile. Now, what he did, he filed the patent for an internal combustion engine, and part of that is, what are you going to use this for? So he had to show an application of the device, and it was on a four-wheel
vehicle.
What's
this man's name?
George Selden.
George. It's another George in our life.
And this was 8 years before Mercedes did their patent on their motor wagon in Germany. Hmm. Now, he finally had to do some more things and process it and everything, but he finally got an actual automobile patent in 1895. First one in the United States. Then, this week in auto history, 1914, Irwin Cannonball Baker starts first country.
He looks like a cannonball, doesn't he?
First cross country run on his motorcycle. He beat the original time by 9 days. By 9 days. And a journalist said that he was faster than the Cannonball Express train. That's how he got the nickname of Cannonball, which is exactly where the Cannonball Run comes from.
And clearly the man hadn't eaten in 9 days because look at him. Looks like a bean.
And there's a movie out called The Fastest Indian about a guy that runs on an Indian. It's a great movie.
An Indian motorcycle.
Yes.
Let's clarify that.
Yeah. Then in 1928, Chrysler announces the DeSoto.
And
it was, now the name for the DeSoto came from a Spanish explorer who became the first documented European to cross the Mississippi River.
Juan. He took a look at that.
Then in This Week in Auto History in 2016 was the first autopilot death. First person was killed whenever their vehicle was on autopilot. Joshua Brown became the first driver, technically, to die while using hands-free driving technology in the modern age. Tesla declined any comment on the accident.
Put that on a resume.
Yeah. And also, coming up this week in auto history, the In Wheel Time program was born, created.
That's right, it was.
In 2011, if I'm right.
Yeah. Yes. The date was May the 7th, 2011.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's close enough.
Yeah. Well, this week in auto history.
Yeah.
There you have it. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for reminding me of that. Yeah, we forget that, don't we?
We had a discussion about that. Whether it was April or May.
Without you, yeah.
It was May. May the 7th. And I don't think you weren't on the first show, were you?
No.
Yeah.
That was a 1 hour thing on an AM station.
Look at how haggard I look. This is all that I've been through all these years.
Haggard.
Haggard.
But not too many people can say they're still around after 13 years of doing it.
Well, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I'm pickled or stupid, one or the other.
Pickled's coming later on this
pickled
afternoon.
Last night.
That's right. Yeah, you'll have to join us.
Mm-hmm.
Bowling adventure or something.
Yeah.
Electric vehicle maker Tesla's launched another round of layoffs, including staff from the software service and engineering departments. Electric reported on Monday, citing emails and sources familiar with the matter. The move comes after Elon disbanded its EV charging department.
Uh-oh.
Stay tuned. Penske plans to invest $6 million and add up to 130 jobs in suburban Detroit for a custom paint factory for new special edition vehicles by Ford Motor Company and possibly other automakers. Company intends to build a state-of-the-art painting facility, 115,000 square foot. They're going to also have a building for its wet painting program, which involves disassembling parts of a vehicle, blah, blah, blah. Think black stripe down the middle of a Ford Mustang Shelby GT500 or Lincoln Navigator Black Label Series, topped with black roof panels. And automated driving startup Wayve, WAYVE, said Monday, it has closed a $1.05 billion funding round, signifying revived investor interest in the autonomous vehicle industry. That's next. Three of the tech sector's biggest names, SoftBank, NVIDIA, and Microsoft. It's coming and it's just around the corner. It's akin to a vehicular version of ChatGPT.
Oh, boy.
It's coming and it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Could you say that again?
Yeah. ChatGPT.
No. The In Real Time Car Talk Show. Close things out in just a second.
Tailpipes and Tacos is back Memorial Day weekend. It's been a while, but the popular Tailpipes and Tacos cruise in returns to the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy, Saturday, May 25th. Bring your hot rod, classic, or modern classic to compete for one of the famous Chili Pepper trophies and get a free breakfast taco. Just make a donation of any size to God's Garage and Loopies will match it. You'll be helping single mothers who need a set of wheels. It's been a year in the making, so don't miss this Tailpipes and Tacos cruise in Saturday, May 25th, 8 to 11 a.m. Donate what you want to God's Garage and grab a free Loopy Tortilla breakfast taco. Tailpipes and Tacos only happens at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy on the West Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard, just south of the Katy Freeway. It's car show season, and what better way to kick it off than a free taco and camaraderie at Tailpipes and Tacos. Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 25th, 8 to 11 a.m. The In Real Time Car Talk Show will be there too. Proceeds benefit God's Garage, weather permitting. Gulf Coast Auto Shield is having another car social Saturday morning, May 18th from 8 to 11. It's a car cruise-in like no other. Expect Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Corvettes, and the featured brand Porsche. Get social at this special cruise-in event. You'll also see Gulf Coast Auto Shield's private workshop and learn about their many products and services. Questions are welcomed. Gulf Coast Auto Shield is easy to get to at 11275 South Sam Houston Tollway near West Airport Boulevard, just south of the Southwest Freeway. The car social featuring Porsche takes place Saturday morning, May 18th from 8 to 11. Tell your friends, and no matter what car you have, bring it and enjoy this rare opportunity to see some of Houston's finest rides. In Real Time, we'll bring its car talk show there too, so join us for another car social at Gulf Coast Auto Shield Saturday morning, May 18th, 8 to 11 at 11275 South Sam Houston Tollway, just south of the Southwest Freeway. Visit gcautoshield.com to see the show flyer for more details.
Well, that's it for this week's In Wheel Time Car Talk Show. Be sure and check out our website, inwheeltime.com. If you're not following us on Facebook, please do give us a like, tell your friends about us, and share our stuff with your friends. We'll keep you posted with the latest car stuff all week long. When you're looking for award-winning car talk, you can find the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show 24/7 via the iHeartRadio app. Daily 30-minute podcasts are available from your favorite streaming provider. We post a new episode every day. And don't forget, we live stream this show on Facebook, YouTube, and InWheelTime.com every Saturday, 8 to 11 a.m. Central Time. The InWheel Time sales and video technical director is We Always Need More Jeff Zekin. For booking agent, video editor, and the man who always needs to tighten his belt, Mike Out of This World Marsh. Along with Chief Engineer David Ainsley, I'm Don Armstrong. We hope you'll join us again next week, where we'll be broadcasting from the 2024 Spring Social at Gulf Coast Auto Shield here on the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show. That's next Saturday, May 18th from 8 to 11 a.m. on all of our In Wheel Time Car Talk outlets. Have a great weekend. Stay safe out there. That's it for this podcast episode of the In Wheel Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and our InWheelTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart Podcast, Podcast Addict, TuneIn, Pandora, and Amazon Music. Keep listening, and we'll see you soon.